An estimated 300 people gathered outside of Bartlesville City Hall Tuesday night to remember the life and legacy of Charlie Kirk. The vigil included hymns, prayers, and messages from evangelical leaders from across the area. Nick Stern, pastor of First Baptist Church of Copan, called on the crowd to refocus on their beliefs and reject changes in culture.
We have compromised far too much. We have joined the culture in so many ways as Christians, as Bible-believing Christians, in calling evil good, or at least playing nice with it. That is not what we are called to do as Christians. We're called to call it what it is, with love and with grace, just like Jesus and the apostles and just like Charlie did.
Dr. Everett Piper, the former president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, said he met Charlie Kirk many years ago and that he was bold in his conservative views. But Piper said he didn't recall Kirk's Christian beliefs. Piper says he believes something changed in Kirk's life before his life was taken.
Not only did he go on all these college campuses and let anybody take the mic and let anybody debate him, he always brought the issue back to a biblical worldview.
Caleb Gordon, pastor of First Baptist Church in Cherryville, Kansas, helped organize Tuesday's vigil. He reflected on Kirk's life and message for all.
The reason there's such an impact about this man named Charlie Kirk is because Charlie Kirk loved King Jesus Christ. I have watched hundreds of videos over the last week. He constantly was telling everyone that came to his rallies, he would say things like this: you need to surrender your life to Christ. You need to repent of your sins. You need to trust in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the hope that Charlie Kirk held on to. That Christ made him blameless and holy. And he pointed that out to thousands, millions now, maybe even hundreds of millions now.
Tuesday's peaceful vigil lasted approximately 45 minutes. Aaron Kirkpatrick, the preaching minister at Adams Boulevard Church of Christ and Ward 4 city councilor, ended the evening with a prayer.
Somehow, by your incredible grace, work a miracle in our culture. If you could break the heart of Cyrus and Darius and work through pagan emperors to bring your people back to Jerusalem, then we believe that you can work through the people here and now to bring your country back to you. Father, please, in the name of Jesus, we beg that you would.
Outside of Bartlesville City Hall, Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.